Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week's Heartbeat, you started off by talking about the game of Piggy in the Middle.
Who hasn't played that game?
Yeah, it's been a while for me, although I did have all the nieces over a few weeks ago and they were playing it.
Yes.
So it's certainly a favourite that's been in the family. But essentially what you're talking about is how often in life do we just feel stuck? Stuck in...
Often?
Yep. Stuck in just, I suppose, life. Even the humdrum of life. You know, like maybe nothing exciting feel like it's happening. Stuck in the middle of a career. Stuck in parenthood. Just essentially where we can't see the way forward. Where we feel trapped. There's no future.
Yeah, it could be. Could be just stuck in a situation.
Mm.
I'm trying to get through to my teenage children and I just everything I do just gets blocked or doesn't work or whatever. I'm just stuck.
Mm.
So it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not enjoying parenthood or, you know, the big issues.
Yeah.
It can just be a simple situation that you think, how do I get out of this? How do I work my way through it? How do I get over it? How do I have a solution?
Mm. Yeah, and essentially you were saying, and you gave the great example of the story of Daniel in the Bible, but essentially if we stay anchored to God, then he is able to restore, he's able to provide answers, show us the way forward.
God always can show us, guide us, help us. You know, miraculously he can come and do something, or he can close the door and open another door and we take the next little step and go, whoa, that worked. Next little step or the next little step. We're not stuck. Sometimes where we are is actually where God wants us to be. He wants us to go, well, if you're in a storm right now, are you going to put on protective gear so you don't get wet? An example of, you know, I mean, a storm of life. I'm, you know, having so many arguments with my husband. So not protective gear as such, but it's like, well, am I putting on love? Am I putting on grace and peace? Am I putting on forgiveness towards the other person, let alone for myself too, but to work out, you know, you've got to see it from a different perspective. But sometimes you're there because you've got to learn more love, more resilience, more perseverance, more gratitude, more whatever it might be. I don't know if I've explained that very well.
Well, I've written down from watching the Heartbeat, I've written down, God sets us up for moments in our lives to encounter him if we desire it, which I think goes along with what you were saying in that times where we might feel stuck in our lives, that's when we can actually turn to God and go, God, what are you trying to tell me right now? You know, why am I waiting? Why do I feel that stuck feeling? Why can't I get an answer? Why does it feel like... Sometimes I think you feel stuck when routine is...
Same.
Yes, you know, which isn't always a bad thing.
No.
But we can think it's a bad thing because we're like... Well, my life is just the same every week.
Humdrum.
But that's okay sometimes.
Yes.
But God could get us to that place because he's like, well, actually, I'm opening a door for you, but you need to sit here for a bit.
Yeah.
Like, is he teaching you patience?
You need to be happy where you are. And he goes, what does he say? If you look after little, then you'll be given more. But if you don't look after the little that you've been given, why would he give us more to have?
Yeah. I'm trying to be grateful for what I have now because I know in time something will change and I'll miss what I have now. Did you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, I wish it was like back then, you know? So I'm trying to be grateful. But I do understand the feeling of feeling stuck, like, God, what's next?
Well, actually, you know? The last few days I've been feeling really blah and stuck.
Mm.
And I'm going, what's wrong? I'm not bored in life because I've got so much to do.
Mm.
I don't have enough time, you know.
To get it done. Yeah.
To whatever. You know, why? Is life just not exciting
mm.
at the moment? Is it same? We are not in our own house. We're renting while we are getting our house built, and the builders have told us it's going to take a bit longer than we thought. So I'm going, Lord, I want to be grateful that at least I've got a house over my head.
Mm.
And if a house over my head, you know what I mean? But even if we're here long term, at least I've got a warmth, comfortable bed, you know, trying to be grateful. So, you know, I'm just like reflecting upon that. Like, why? And then I go, no, but I don't need to feel like this. The feelings are there, but I don't know why. But I don't need to then spiral down and think, oh, woe is me.
Mm.
I'm just going, okay, this is where it is right now. This is what I have to accept. Now, how am I then going to approach the day and approach God in my day and on purpose being more positive and purposeful?
Mm, mm. And I think Daniel is a good example that you gave of being stuck and gave a new perspective to the story, where someone who was forced to live in the kingdom that he didn't want to live in felt therefore very stuck, but chose to still live the way that he believed God wanted him to live, even though he was in someone
captivity.
Else's kingdom.
Yeah, exactly.
He was basically
a slave.
Yeah, and he was able to
focus.
Yeah, and remain strong in God.
Yes.
Even though he was in a place where he felt stuck. One of the things you said was God allowed Daniel to have favor to receive compassion from his keeper. So I assume jailers who was
in charge of him.
And it actually made me think, like, at the moment for my husband's work, it's actually been very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been praying for people who talk to him, I've been praying
to be
for
gracious.
Yes, compassion and kindness.
Yes.
And so that even though we might feel stuck, but God, you can bring compassion and kindness out of those people that he is, working with.
Yes.
And that spoke to me when you shared that even though Daniel's stuck, God can still give him favor and compassion, even though you're in a situation where you're feeling stuck.
Yes.
But it was also because Daniel stuck with God, so God honored to stick with him. Like,
God will stick with us anyway, but he does honor.
Honor is probably the key word there. Yeah,
God does honor our obedience.
Yeah.
God does honor us in respecting God and trying to do the best that we can.
Mm, mm.
And God is faithful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, the notes that I've written down is our tests that we have, we shouldn't let them weaken our faith, which is hard. But Daniel had confidence that God was with him. And I wrote down, do you have confidence?
Ooh, like sometimes, yes, and sometimes
no.
Don't ask.
That's when we're stuck.
Yeah,
that's what these questions come up. God, do I have confidence in you that you have a plan, that you have the next
even
stage?
Even though I feel stuck or I am stuck, Lord, I trust in you.
Mm.
Yes.
And then you continued sharing, and then you kind of got to the end, and you shared about in Psalm 92. It says you're talking about getting older, or you can feel maybe stuck when you feel. I mean, I don't know yet what this might feel like, but
I do.
Yeah. But maybe like, I don't know, you can share, but like you maybe feel like you have nothing more to contribute, or do you feel like, you know, I'm not past it. That's not the right word.
No, not past it.
Useful? I don't know. What,
yeah,
is
I
that
guess,
what you're trying
I
to?
I guess I've been a mother and brought up my children.
Mm.
I'm now a grandmother and I find that delightful. I've done my career and I'm not over yet, but I've done my career. So I feel like I'm stuck in what's next.
Mm.
You know, as you get older, you recognize the time on earth is ticking down.
Mm.
It's always been ticking down.
Yeah, it doesn't really
But you realise it more.
Yeah.
So, Lord, what do you have for me for the rest of my life?
Mm.
What can I do? I have these abilities still. Even if you feel you don't have the abilities, God always has a reason, a purpose for your life every day.
Mm.
So I'm not stuck in a bad way, but going, okay, what's the next step for me?
Because that psalm that you shared says, essentially, I still bear fruit because God is with me.
Yeah, even though I'm older.
Yeah.
You know, you're bearing fruit isn't just because you're young.
Mm.
You know, you're actually more mature, hopefully, and more in love with God that you can bear more fruit.
Mm, mm. And then I've written down, nothing is wasted in God's hands.
No,
nothing at all. Mm, mm. So the weekly challenge for this week is to trust in God's plan that nothing is wasted. So that when we feel stuck, we can go,
God's using this stuckness isn't wasted.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Like we can... God will use this. So we need to trust in God's plan that nothing is wasted. So we hope that you're able to do that weekly challenge this week. Now, for those of you who've been listening to our podcast for a while now, you probably know that as a women's ministry, we really just want to bless women in their faith, to help them in their everyday walk with God, to deepen their relationship. And we want to do that for more and more women. So I'd like to ask you, if you would like to contribute to our ministry, that would help us to be able to take this to more women. You can go to our website and there's a way that you can give there. And if that's something that just presses on your heart that you think, yeah, I'd like to contribute to this ministry, then please do, because it certainly would help us to take the message of God, of Christ, to more women and to really help them in their faith journey and their walk with God. So if that's something that really speaks to you, then you can go to our website and have a look there for the give page, and that would be wonderful because that would certainly help our ministry.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody. Even by listening, you're supporting our ministry. But if you can spread the word, share the podcasts, share the videos with friends. It might be a particular title that you think my friend really needs to hear this. Doesn't matter if they're Christian or not Christian. Be bold and share it and encourage other women in their life.
Yeah. So we hope that this has really blessed you, that if you do feel stuck, that you can be assured that God is working in that and he will bring something good out of it because nothing is wasted with him. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time.
Bye, everybody.